Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Brenda Brim.
So bless the Lord. We are thankful to have you here today, and Brenda's son is here, and he's going to be telling us, you might want to tell your young people, because I'm telling you, God's moving among young people. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking at my son's Champions for Christ meeting. He's the 10th annual meeting. Oh my goodness, we had one pastor that called, and he's enrolling 50. He said, I had 50 of my kids there the last time. It was the first time. I think they're from California. I'm not sure where, a long ways away. And he said, if I didn't take them to Champions for Christ this year, I would have a riot on my hands. It's a wonderful time. And they'll have a great time with Branson Fun, but they'll also have great anointed speakers and music. And Rodney Clark's going to be speaking this year. Mm-hmm. Some of you will know him and his outstanding sports ability and his stand for God. Now plays for Arkansas University, and I'm going to be one of the speakers. But young people right now, I particularly want you to know that later on this week, Brandon's going to be sharing his visions and dreams that he has had of Jesus. And this is according to the Word of God, what's going to be happening in the last days. Now, we're going to talk about that this week so you'll know how to judge them. I've always taught my grandchildren how to judge such things. Mm-hmm. But you must know that everything about the Bible is supernatural. Mm-hmm. And everything about our lives in God is supernatural. So we're starting with the Holy Ghost because he's the avenue by which everything comes. He's the one, the person, the third person of the Godhead. Jesus talked about him. He starts talking about him and giving new creation realities. And he says, I'm going to the Father, but I'm not going to leave you orphans. He presented his precious blood to the Father. Mm-hmm. And then he said, John 14, verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, a paraclete, a helper called alongside to help, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. Now that means after Jesus goes and offers his blood, and we're cleansed, then we can become the temple of the Holy Ghost, and he can live in us. Verse 26 of John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. The Holy Ghost is a teacher.
Yes.
He helps you. Now, I'm just reading you the verses about him in this John chapter. But when the Comforter is come, chapter 15, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. He's going to testify of Jesus. He's not going to testify of some wild New Age entity. He's going to testify of Jesus. Now, John 16, verse 13. I like to put verse 12 with it. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. They weren't ready to get everything Jesus had to tell them. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. He will guide you. Oh, I think that's what I appreciate about the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. Mm-hmm. I've written down here in my Bible, my guide inside. And he is our complete guidance into all truth. He's not the source of what he says. Mm-mm. That's what it means. He shall not speak of himself. But what he hears in the council rooms of heaven, yonder in the depths of the Godhead, whatever he hears God say concerning you, Brenda, or concerning your future, or concerning the future of the land you live in, he will have heard it in heaven.
I heard one minister say he's the administrative assistant of God.
Yes.
God ordains it and he administers it.
That's right. It originates in the bosom of the Father,
mm-hmm.
and then he administers it. That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, the third person of the Godhead,
mm-hmm.
we need to know him
mm-hmm.
and develop our communion, our relationship with him. Then it says in chapter, bless the Lord. Well, we'll just kind of stop and camp on that a little bit. Jesus goes to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He sheds his own precious blood. He takes it up to the Father. He offers it for you and me. And then he tells them in Acts chapter 1, he appears to them for 40 days. He breathes on them, and that's when they were born again. In John chapter 20, it says he met the disciples there in the upper room,
mm-hmm.
and he said, and this is John 20, 21, then said Jesus unto them again, Shalom Aleichem. That means peace upon you. We sing that song, Shalom Aleichem.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the words of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
peace upon you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. So the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
pneuma in the New Testament, Ruach in the Hebrew of the Old. Now he said, he breathed on them. They were born again.
Mm-hmm.
Those were born again people up in that upper room. And they were born again, and they were already looking. Before this, nobody could be born again, but they were born again.
Mm-hmm.
And they were standing out there on the hill when he was going to go up. They were on the Mount of Olives with him. And he told them, he said, even he himself, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles, it says in Acts 1, 2. And he appeared to them 40 days. And he told them in verse 3, he commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
The promise of the Father is the promised Spirit. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. You shall, verse 8, receive power, and that word is dunamis, after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. This is a power for you to be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. As they watched him, a cloud received him out of their sight. They went to the upper room. They stayed there something less than 10 days. And then here comes the next date on God's calendar. And when the day of Pentecost, this is the next festive date, he fulfilled Passover, and now the Holy Spirit's going to fulfill Sukkot. I mean, Shavuot, Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, some people thought they were drunk. They went out on the streets of Jerusalem. That upper room could not hold them. They went out on the southern steps of the temple. All the men from all over the world that had gathered there to celebrate this next date on the three feasts that they have to come up, the Feast of Weeks,
mm-hmm.
The Jews call it. We call it the date, the Moed of Pentecost. They were there from everywhere. And they heard them speaking in their own languages the wonderful works of God. And some said, why, they're drunk. But Peter, verse 14, he stood up, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. These are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that
mm-hmm.
which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. That was the beginning of the last days. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. So we see that when the Holy Ghost comes, supernatural gifts are coming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Supernatural leadings, not for the prophets, just the prophets, but for all your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. And this ministry that Jesus said that they're going to, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that he said, Jesus said he will guide you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Romans 8 says, Romans 8 verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that's what Brother Hagin was told by Jesus in an open vision in the New Testament. I didn't put prophets in the body of Christ to lead people.
Mm-hmm.
I lead all my children by their Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, he did say there would be visions, and there would be, and tomorrow, Brenda, I want you to tell the vision of the light that you had.
Oh, okay.
Because the light of God.
Yes.
The light is in his word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word, we guide every, we judge everything by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the light, darkness, sitting in darkness is ignorance. Mm-hmm. But walking in the light, he told his people, walk in the light as he is in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about light. And I'm going to take you to a scripture, which it means a lot to me. Take heed lest your light be darkness.
Mm-hmm.
For if your light be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, there's a lot of darkness in this earth right now. People sit in front of television programs. They sit in front of movies. They listen to bad lyrics of songs. And they have light. They listen to CNN. And they listen to other places. And their light is darkness. Because the true light concerning Israel, let's say, for example, concerning this business of that ship they boarded that was sent in there, the world, if they take their information, they'll be misguided.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know the truth of God's word. We're offering for you this week How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, a book that I edited for Kenneth E. Hagin. Everyone needs this book right now. It normally sells for $14. We're offering it to you this week for $10. Also, Champions for Christ is coming up, and that's July 26th through 30th here in Branson, Missouri, with a host of people that'll bless your kids and Branson activities. So you just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.